San Francisco Mayor Ed Lee said this week that he's committed to implementing some form of a stop and frisk program, even if he gives it another name, despite widespread public outcry and the unanimous opposition of the San Francisco Board of Supervisors. Stop and frisk policing, where officers stop and search people they deem suspicious to get illegal guns off the streets, has been proven in every prior implementation to be tantamount to racial profiling. KPFA's Ann Garrison spoke to San Francisco public defender Jeff Adachi about why he adamantly opposes it.
Jeff Adachi, would you like to say anything about why San Francisco Mayor Ed Lee is so determined to implement stop and frisk despite so much outcry and despite a unanimous Board of Supervisors resolution against it?
I have no clue why Mayor Ed Lee has decided to try and implement the stop and frisk policy that's been tried unsuccessfully in New York and in Philadelphia. It sounded as if he went to a meeting with these mayors, including Mayor Bloomberg from New York, and concluded that the stop and frisk policy somehow would combat gun crimes in San Francisco. And so he came back and, I guess during an editorial with the Chronicle Board, declared that he wanted to explore implementing the policy here in San Francisco. And essentially what it does is it throws out the Fourth Amendment. It says that any person can be searched without a reasonable cause or without a reasonable suspicion, which is what the Constitution requires. Presently, police can stop and detain a person, but only if they have a reasonable suspicion to believe that a crime is about to occur or is occurring. To me, it's mind-boggling that Mayor Lee has said that he believes that this sort of policy that would allow police to stop indiscriminately anyone they wanted to should be implemented.
The No More Trayvon Martin's campaign recently produced a report on extrajudicial killings of black people by police. They reported that at least 40% of the encounters with police that ended in extrajudicial execution began as stops for a suspicious appearance.
Well, there's no question that a policy which allows police to stop anyone they want to will result in unfair targeting of African-American and Latino young men.
Given that Mayor Ed Lee is himself an Asian-American, as you are, do you think this has the potential to exacerbate racial tension between the Asian-American and Black and Latino-American communities?
That's an excellent question. Yes, I do think that when you have a policy which appears to plainly target black and Latinos, and in this case implemented by an Asian American mayor, that definitely has the potential of intensifying racial conflicts. Mayor Lee has said that he would not do this in a way that would constitute racial profiling. The question that I have for him is, how can he do this and ensure African Americans, ensure Latino Americans that they're not going to be targeted? Because everywhere else this has been tried, that's exactly what has happened. And so when you have a law that clearly targets a certain sector of the community, you're always going to have the potential of racial discord. And the fact that he's an Asian mayor isn't going to give him a pass.
That was San Francisco public defender Jeff Adachi on San Francisco Mayor Ed Lee's plan to implement stop and frisk policing. For Pacifica, KPFA Radio, I'm Ann Garrison.